with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, June 1st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight on KLEM Radio and online audio streaming at KLEM1410.com. We'll get back into the Missouri River Activities Conference. The Lamar's softball team heads to Sioux City for a doubleheader with the West High Wolverines. And we'll have all the action for you with Game 1 first pitch at 5:30, Game 2 first pitch about 7 o'clock. You can catch all the action right here on KLEM Radio tonight, or you can listen online as well at KLEM1410.com. Last night, the Hinton softball team worked their way back above the 500 mark with a strong six-inning win over Galen Catholic by a score of 13-3. The Blackhawks, they're a young team sporting just one upperclassman on the roster. That made the Blackhawk offensive output last night more impressive as Hinton scored at least one run in every inning on their way to the win. Hinton head coach Jennifer Jacobs-List says everyone making good contact at the plate helps give confidence all around.
I think it's a situation where we're throwing a freshman in the circle, and so anytime that we can give her any help in any way, whether that's just making good connection at the plate or scoring a couple runs, giving us a little bit of a cushion, that's huge. And when it's coming from everybody in the lineup, everybody made connection tonight, that boosts confidence, and then that starts to spread. You know, they say hitting is contagious, and that's definitely true, especially with a young team like we have.
And all spots 1 through 9 got in on the offensive production, whether that was driving in runs or getting on base to score runs. Coach Jacobs-List says that output came from the work the Blackhawks put in at the plate during the offseason.
They came and they did the work this winter. You know, we are all in there. We're all working. But this is a group of girls that wants to do well. And when they want to do well, it's so much easier to coach them. When they're bought in, when they want to do the right things, it's their choice. I can want it all I want. My assistant coaches can want it all they want. But it's got to come from them. And BK has been a great leader for us as a junior. And that's what we expect.
Galen Catholic head coach Victoria Smithson says her pitcher Addison Coons had a little bit of trouble dealing with that outstanding consistency at the plate from Hinton.
She fought and fought, you know, things that were low in the first inning, you know, seemed to move. You know, his strike zone moved high, and it's just hard to adjust every inning for her. So, I mean, offensively, they were just crushing the ball, hitting the gaps.
In the circle for Hinton, Kayla Siepersma has taken the reins as a freshman and is being asked to do a lot. Coach Jacobs-List says it's important for the Blackhawks to play strong defense behind her, and they were able to do that against Galen last night.
We understand the fact that it's not going to be like last year. We strike out 12 girls. We might strike out 2 or 3. That's success. And if we can keep the ball in the park and give our defenders a chance and we play defense behind her, that's the game that we're looking to play. And historically, if you go back and look at Hinton, you know, before we had last year, that was how we played softball. And so that's just what we're looking to do. And she's doing her job, and that's a big part of it, too.
Galen Catholic dropped to 2-3 with the loss at home against the Blackhawks. Coach Smithson says her team has some room for improvement over the next few games to try and get back to the win column.
Our team has a lot of growth, you know, and it's stuff like today where we know, okay, what we need to work on, just the experience, and then moving into practice and then putting it into play again. So the girls never give up, and that's, I think, what keeps us afloat.
Hinton improved to 4-3 with the win, getting back above 500, and now has won 2 games in a row after a frustrating weekend tournament on Saturday. Coach Jacobs-List says the Blackhawks need to take advantage of these opportunities midweek to grow their consistency in all aspects.
We're going to have days where we look like we looked on Saturday. If we come out and we don't make connection at the plate and we make a lot of errors. During the week, and we talked about that too, during the week is when it really matters for us. Taking care of things, doing what we're supposed to do, making the outs, making connection, staying positive. And those are all big things for us, you know. And we're just trying to preach controlling our controllables, and we're rolling with that.
And the Blackhawks and Jays will meet up again late in the year, coming up on June 28th in Hinton. Let's take a look at the rest of the sports action from yesterday on the KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll continue with War Eagle Conference softball as 14th-ranked Akron Westfield narrowly got by Unity Christian last night, 5-4. The Westerners got RBIs from Allie Swire, Josie Jacobs, Katie Johnson, and Mackenzie Hughes in the win. MMCRU, this was a close one as well. They squeaked by Harris Lake Park, 3-2. Brianna Staub, Kaylee Gravenish, and Tori Tenninger each had a run batted in for the Royals. Isabel Olson went the distance, allowing 4 hits, just 2 runs, and striking out 7. To the Western Valley Conference in softball, good win last night for Kingsley Pearson. The Panthers beat River Valley 14-9. MVAOCOU crushed Whiting 15-0. Woodbury Central, big-time winner over Lawton Bronson 19-2. 11th-ranked West Monona beat OABCIG 14-2. And Ridgeview took down Westwood 6-1. In baseball yesterday in the War Eagle Conference, the Galen Catholic baseball team made it a couple of wins in a row as they defeated Hinton 6-4. Cole McCarty, the big run producer at the plate, he went 1-for-3 and had a pair of runs batted in for the Jays. On Hinton's side of things, Caden Barrett went 1-for-3, a double, and he had 2 RBIs as the top offensive producer for the Blackhawks last night. It was top-ranked Remsen St. Mary's beating West Sioux in 6 innings, getting themselves back in the win column with an 11-1 win over the Falcons. Akron Westfield, they won a low-scoring affair with Unity Christian, 3-1 victory over the Knights. Carter Wilkin, Nathan Gaswin, Connor Wendell each drove in runs. Hayden Wahlberg got the win on the mound, 5 1/3 innings, allowing 5 hits, just the 1 run, and striking out 4. MMCRU, they took it to Harris Lake Park in baseball last night, 13-3. Casey Nix went 2-for-5. He had a pair of RBIs. Mitchell Sneff continues his great season at the plate so far. 1-for-4, he doubled and drove in a run. Cody Evans and Xander Tenninger on the hill, they combined to allow 3 hits, 3 runs, and strike out 12 Wolves in a strong victory. In Western Valley Conference baseball yesterday, Woodbury Central, they shut out Lawton Bronson 14-0, and MVAOCOU beat Siouxland Christian 17-2. We go now to the Little League scoreboard from yesterday. A couple of junior boys games at the John Britton Little League Complex. Mariners doubled up the Rays 4-2, and the Royals, they doubled up the Reds 8-4. The rest was girls action, junior girls Little League action. It was the Falcons beating the Eagles 15-8. The Hawks beat the Cardinals 12-6. To major girls action, Mystics beat the Dream 14-9. Sky over the Fever 13-8. And the Aces, they crushed the Liberty 15-1. In minor league girls action, the Suns beat the Thunder yesterday 14-5. Lightning take down the Sparks 7-5. A one-run ball game here as the Hurricanes beat the Avalanche 14-13. And the Comets, they dominated the Storm by a final of 20-0. All these varsity high school scores and Little League scores can be found on our website at KLAM1410.com. They're both located under the Sports tab, and in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. Missouri River Conference doubleheader day around the area in softball. Of course, our contest tonight brings you Lamar's at West. Couple of contests at Sioux City West High School. We'll have both games of the doubleheader. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Sioux City East is at Sioux City North. And Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at Bishop Heelan. In War Eagle Conference softball, Harris Lake Park's at Unity Christian. South O'Brien's at Sheldon. In the Western Valley Conference, Kemper Catholic at Ridgeview, East Sac County's at OABCIG, Arweva's at River Valley, and West Harrison is at West Monona. In baseball tonight in the MRAC, it's a lot of the same matchups. Lamar's is at West, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at Bishop Heelan, Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, and Sioux City East is at Sioux City North. In the War Eagle Conference in baseball tonight, Hinton hits the road. They're at Alta Aurelia for a non-conference matchup. Western Christian is at West Sioux, Harris Lake Park at Unity Christian, and South O'Brien Ryan is at Sheldon. For more sports news, check out KLAM1410.com and make sure you follow us on our Twitter page as well. We are at KLAM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.